Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan here with you, joined by our friend Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. Hutton, I was informed before the show that you have a Will Levis rant that you would like to get off your chest, and I think this is the best time to do it. So I am going to cede the mic to you. Let us know how you're feeling.
I appreciate that. It's not as much about Levis as it is just the perception of Levis right now. And this is my one platform to air my grievances, so to speak. And it's not about DVD. Let me say that.
It is almost Festivus after all. So if you want to air your grievances, now is the time.
Here we go. So this isn't aimed at DVD. It's not a specific show on the game. Mm-hmm. But listening to various programs and reading social media posts from a few of the other shows and hosts, it's been bugging me how we entered this Titan season with a standard from ownership, from the front office, from the head coach, from the quarterback, about evaluating Levis and if he's the guy. And we wanted to see the professor Brian Callahan teach the calculus course to his quarterback. And all of a sudden, I'm listening to some of the worst attempts at pretending we didn't just discuss expectations for Levis every day for what was too long of an offseason. Some radio savants are even claiming that anyone like me who's comfortable turning the answer in before we've seen the conclusion of the death march of a not mathematically eliminated season is doing Will Levis and this franchise and the Titans fans a disservice. But for not being patient and seeing, seeing if this all just clicks into gear, maybe that's a fault. But we're watching something that is much closer to what feels like the third hour of Oppenheimer than binge watching the third straight episode of Ozark here.
Ozark was a damn good show.
Ozark is a very good show.
Here's a hot take for all of you, by the way.
Oppenheimer was walk out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could walk out on that one.
This is an aside. You mentioned Ozark. I'm not a huge Jason Bateman guy. I'm just going to throw
really?
It out. I'm just not a huge Jason Bateman guy. I don't know why. I'm just not. Anyway, Hutton, please continue.
Well, so I will call this the IQBI, the incomplete quarterback but improving spin zone.
I like it.
Kind of a mouthful.
They brought preachers instead of professors to tell everyone it's okay to have a stepping stone for an NFL quarterback instead of like climbing a staircase. Because the class schedule, if the professor is in, has abruptly changed for Team Titan. And somehow it's not quarterback calculus anymore, like we talked about in May and June, July, August. It's now the course that I was required to attend to begin college. My ass was in remedial math. And I had a professor that helped me improve in some areas. But you know what I didn't have? I didn't have a higher grade. I didn't have anyone trying to spin my C-minus performance into a positive result by calling into sports night and saying, well, you know, this guy showed up to class today. So let's not fail him just yet. I mean, he's from a small town. He went to a public school. So, yeah, I mean, we know it's already the middle of the semester. He should be past the first chapter of the textbook, but we're going to need more time to determine if Hutton is a mathematician. Maybe he'll wake up and be smart the day he takes his final. And guess what? I went to class. I passed some tests. I moved on to university studies across campus. But to this day, I will not be called a mathematician. So I'm hearing this, well, Will Levis, he's showing improvement. He didn't throw a pick this week. He's protecting the ball. He completed those screen passes and he hit a big play to Calvin Ridley. this guy may be a QBI calculus major after all. But guys, haven't we seen what we've seen to determine the grades are in, regardless of what we see from here? In August, all I heard was 20 starts. The guy needs 20 starts. We're coming up on that. The other spin zone that Willie and I were talking during the break, there's this Geno Sam and Mayfield book that the preachers turn to. Chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. It says, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield, they took time to grow, learn, and eventually play well. When did that chapter and verse become the bar? We just read the book of Tannehill. We may have attempted to move on as a fan base, media, and as an organization to the New Age Testament. But if we're only saying a franchise quarterback is on the same level as those three, then break the bank for Sam Darnold and then re-sign Will Levis in 2028 when he's reaching their veteran age. So, look, guys, I'm for the sake of my sanity, what I'm hearing, but not all, but some. I feel the need to point out where we were versus where we are. Let's get this right. The offseason was about Levis's opportunity to show he can be the Titans' franchise quarterback, not the average quarterback. And calling it average is grading on a curve right now. And the Titans can't waste time waiting on him because a large group of fans won't waste their money. And the GM and the head coach know it's valuable time for them right now. The clock is ticking. They need to show signs of being good or they'll be gone. Amy Adams-Strunk doesn't sit around. We're not going to be shocked anymore if she decides to move on from anyone. And so, you know, they can remain hopeful and they can push these expectations. But somehow I'm hearing that at worst, the grade is incomplete, that the conclusion is it's still not in yet. The conclusion that is the worst for the organization is the incomplete grade. It sets up what I have said and what we discussed. The biggest fear is that this regime change to the new age progress stalls. And then 2024 rolls over to 25. So if he happens just to continue to be one of the 11 on the field, he's not going to be the one. And the IQBI, the incomplete quarterback but improving campaign, marches on another year, selling hope, and then, you know, repeat the course all over again. It's frustrating for me. So, and by the way, he can have a great performance. He did against Atlanta. That will not make him the leader of the offense instantly, but we will hear that. Don't you worry.
Before Derek responds to that, I just want to say, Hutton, that was such an impassioned sermon. I think you have a second career as a televangelist waiting for you.
Yes. Please put your hand on the TV screen if you're watching on YouTube. We will pray together.
And listen, Hutt, I think you're spot on. And typically, we all know this. If you got an incomplete, when the grade is turned in, eventually it's going to be a felon grade or damn near a felon grade. We all know that.
Yeah.
There's
if
never been an
that,
incomplete. Yeah, there's never been an incomplete that I know of, and it came out to be an A or a B. That has never happened. If you got an incomplete and we're halfway through the semester right. or damn near finished with the semester, you are borderline F or D, and neither one of them are good. The D will get you to pass, but that doesn't mean, like you say, you're a mathematician. My thing with Will Levis is this, because Adam and I talked about this the other day, because people, you know, pointed at his QBR. I don't care what his QBR was, because I know quarterbacks, and Adam, you know, put the list of quarterbacks that had lower QBRs, but you watch the game and you watch the and you looked at the numbers, they're like, that's winning football. Even though their QBR was lower than Will Levis's, that's winning football. What Will Levis is playing now is safe football. I don't want to make a mistake football, knowing that if I do, I am out of here. This thing, to me, this thing, Hutt, it's over with. I want him to finish out the season. I do want him to finish out the season because I don't want the fan base to be fooled once again. You fooled us the first time when Will Levis threw three touchdowns against Atlanta and the comeback against, you know, Miami and what he did against Pittsburgh. You fooled us then and we bought into it. But now, let him play it out. Please don't get injured. Let him play it out because I don't want to get fooled again. And what his grades are telling me now is that he's a D student and he's not going – if he passed, he's barely going to pass, which means we don't need him as our quarterback. He's not the guy.
Well, I mean, Mace, well said. And by the way, I know that not everything is a Will Levis problem, but I haven't seen Will Levis step up and be a solution either. Hmm. Quarterbacks who are granted a low bar for performance, they're in the league and they're on rosters as backups. And to me, any signs of improvement require him to overcome this remedial course. Take a seat in a real class with the quarterback savant that is Brian Callahan. That is the point of hiring him. And they're content just, oh man, just don't turn it over today. I mean, that's weak. It's week 11. Like, he's about to face Brian Flores. And we don't need to be throwing a parade around Demumbrian Hill if he doesn't throw a pick on Sunday.
That's a good point. Jonathan Hutton is with us. Will Levis in the QBR, which is the all-encompassing, not the passer rating, because
right.
The passer rating is definitely a separate category. QBR gives you a better picture of sacks and can the guy run a little bit, the context of when he does things. Will Levis, on Pro Football Reference, out of the 34 quarterbacks, is 33rd at 31.8. So there are great 15 starts in the league is enough to give you grades. It is not an incomplete, right? It's grades.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to continue to take the classes, and his grades could improve. So I'll buy that to an extent. The more that he scores at 31.8, you are that much more skeptical that the grades will come up. So I think that's where I agree with you wholeheartedly there, Hutt. But let's bring up Darnold for a second, because yep. there are those, and Adam, we're going to bring up this article a little bit later, that have circled Darnold and said, okay, here's a Vikings team that's 7-2, but they've drafted J.J. McCarthy. Next year, they're probably going to hand the reins to him. That's the plan. They publicly said yep. that's the plan. So Sam Darnold is a nice recovery story that is going to go on the free agent market and probably have several teams, because every year there's several teams that need a quarterback. So Darnold on this team, let's say you just had Darnold playing for this team this year. How much better do you think the results were? And consider that you'd be paying Darnold, let's just say, what do we think it would be, 25, 30 million?
Sure.
To have Darnold as your quarterback? Like, if you get teams competing, it could be more than that, right? It could be 30, 35 million. So yep. bang for your buck. What would Darnold at 35 million look for this team?
He'd be no worse than Ryan Tannehill, who made 40 million last year. And he'd be better.
I guess, so where does that get you is my question. I think
what we've done and what I've heard is we're hearing, oh, if Mason Rudolph, if he would have started Chicago, do they win the game? Yes. I mean, he right. keeps you in games. I'll tell you what he does. He scores in the second half for this team. I would hope so anyway. But they had an opening drive touchdown. They had a late touchdown to end the game. And in between, Willie, this offense did absolutely nothing. Callahan's offense, 17 points again. And, you know, a whopping 3 points in between those possessions, and those bookend possessions. That didn't even feature on four possessions a first down. They didn't convert a third down until the second possession of the second half. So, I mean, I get that the defense is not stepping up when they need to. But when the storyline of the game, and it is the storyline of the game, is we're pointing to a play in the second quarter that screwed them over and they couldn't overcome that, that the refs had it in for them in the second quarter. They determined the end result. I mean, at least what I've seen from Sam Darnold in Minnesota, paired with an offensive-minded and a quarterback coach and a play caller, he should be doing way better with the results than we've seen, paired with a defense that has, you know, done well keeping points off the scoreboard overall.
Okay, here's my counter to that, because okay. I think, and I just saw the Colts are going back to Anthony Richardson.
Okay? They are, yep.
The Colts at 4-3 said, hey, we're competitive. Let's go with the veteran who gives us a better chance.
Yep.
And Joe Flacco and Sam Darnold in QBR are almost identical. 54.9 for Flacco, 54.7 for Darnold. A slight edge for Flacco. But Flacco couldn't get him over the hump the last couple of games. So now at 4-5, they've yo-yoed back over and said, well, let's play the kid. So I guess if it gets you, quote, competitive, to have a middle class quarterback who you're paying $30-35 million for, are you really that further ahead, right? Because that's the argument that the Colts people are saying, the counter argument to what they've done. They're saying, do we really care if we, you know, if we're right in it and we're 8-9, 9-8? That's is that really going to get us ultimately where you want to be?
Well, I mean, it keeps people from getting fired. It keeps everyone believing that the decisions made across the board are on the path of getting to where Amy Adams struck, set the bar, instead of just this, you know, we're floating out in the middle of the galaxy right now. You know, what are we watching every week? It's the same type of storyline. It's just, you know, the movie ending is different, so to speak. I think they look like, you know, middle of the road NFL team. They look like they are competitive, which is what they were setting the bar at to begin with, if not higher, this preseason. So based on, I mean, if Darnold up until what, the last 2 weeks, he's been really bad. But prior to that, he was comeback player of the year for what people were saying.
Oh, no question. But he has thrown 5 interceptions the last 2 weeks. He's regressed. He's a little bit more middle of the pack, but
yep,
he's still quarterbacking a 7-2 team. I just wondered what he would look like on this team.
Well, the other thing, too,
the Vikings are playing great defense, right? That's why they're 7-2.
Mentioned the Vikings, Willie. I know the money is – there's not many options if you want to go the veteran route, right? And let's be honest here. They wanted to see Will Levis get his opportunity because he's cheap. He's extremely beneficial if you hit that, because you could spend the money they did on other positions, but it doesn't work unless you have a guy at quarterback that the players believe is going to make a play. The Vikings have a wide receiver who is in sync with Sam Darnold, but I know Ridley scored 2 touchdowns. I'm not trying to pretend that he and Will Levis all of a sudden had this great chemistry on the field. There's a big gap in between the big plays that one gives you a lead and the other one doesn't really play a factor in the end. So Ridley's not Justin Jefferson, but he's a playmaker that they signed up for. And again, it's week 10 and we're finally seeing things come together.
Jonathan Hutton, the Pat Robertson of Nashville Sports Talk.
Let me condemn one area of the game Sunday.
Sure. Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings, their longest punt return is 15 yards. They are about to shatter that on Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I think you should take that to the bank. I might steal that one for Friday.
Go ahead. Yeah. Anytime, touchdown for Viking special teams.
Good to know. Jonathan Hutton from Hut Mike with Hutton and Withrow joining us as he does every Wednesday. Hutton, great stuff. Talk to you next week.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
That was an impassioned sermon by Jonathan Hutton.
I like it.
It was good. I liked it. 615-737-1025. Willie alluded to it, and we'll discuss it next. Could we see the Titans' next quarterback on the field at Nissan Stadium on Sunday? I'll tell you why I think that. Coming up next, Willie Dunick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The game. Tune into 93.3 FM Totally Hits Nashville tonight for MTSU men's basketball. The Blue Raiders take on Evansville with the pregame starting at 6 and tip-off is scheduled for 6:30. Coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at totallyhitsnashville.com. Willie Dunick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan here with you. Jerry is on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com with a comment on Will Levis. Jerry, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Hey, John, how are y'all doing today?
Good, thank you.
Pretty good.
My first point is, do 95% of the quarterbacks come in, are they remedial? And on Will Levis, did they misdiagnose that he can't read the defense or do proper film studies, and the coaching staff needs to bring someone else in to fix that problem before he can make it to the field?
Thank you for calling, Jerry. Derek, why don't you take that one?
Listen, I'm not going to get into whether, you know, he's intelligent enough or smart enough to learn these plays. From what I gather, He was a really good student in college. But sometimes just because you are a really good student doesn't always make you a really good athlete in regards to being able to process things quickly. That's one of the things that separates, you know, guys that, you know, can play at the high school level but can't play at the college level, or guys that can play at the college level but struggle to play at the NFL level or the professional level. It's because of it's all about processing. How quickly are you able to process? Listen, some of these men and women that play professional sports, they are some of the brightest and smartest people you could run into. Why? Because it takes a lot, and people don't understand this. That's why the whole, you know, the word jock and all this other, it irritates me, because when somebody gives you a book that is about the size of an encyclopedia, and they tell you you have 2 months, literally 2 months, to learn this whole book, or you won't be here if your talent isn't so great that it outweighs that. 2 months you got to learn that encyclopedia. And majority of these guys take it all in and are able to regurgitate it. They regurgitate it and they're able to go out there and learn it however they're going to learn it. But then there are a few that can learn it in a classroom, but then once they get out on the field, it's just not processing fast enough in order for them to play at a level that they should play at. That's why, to me, the two hardest positions to play is the quarterback position and the center position, because the center is an extension of the quarterback. That's all he is. But he has to know everything, just like the quarterback has to know everything. But you chose to be that particular position. You chose to be. So you know what comes with it. So when you have to step into a situation like Will Levis, and you have to learn this offense, which I think he does know the offense. But the problem with him, it's like there's a disconnect from the classroom to the field on Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whenever they play. There's a disconnect, because I guarantee you Will Levis can regurgitate everything that has been told to him in the meetings. He can watch the film and he knows everything. But then once he gets on the field, for whatever reason, there's a block. If that's you as a quarterback, you can't play in this league, or at least you can't be a starter in this league, because the ones that could do it week in and week out, there's no blocks. There's none whatsoever. What they learn in the classroom, they are able to take and implement it on the field. The defenses they see in the classroom, they pick up on it very quickly. They can identify it very quickly. And it seems like two things has happened in the Will. One, he's not identifying them quickly enough, but then two, because he played so bad in previous games, he's so scared, even if he sees it, he doesn't want to throw it. Because why? Like I said yesterday, it's not wide open. So Will may be able to process this thing, but now he's so gun-shy. Now he's not going to throw that ball unless a guy is wide open. Why? Because he's in fear of making a mistake. And when that happens, I've said this before, when that happens, you might as well start looking for your next quarterback, because he's never going to get it right.
Speaking of next quarterbacks, the Titans host the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. And every week on ESPN.com, Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano do a notebook with a lot of interesting tidbits. And one thing they like to do is they ask each other questions and provide their answers with their intel. So this was one of the questions in this week's notebook. Get out your crystal ball. Where will Sam Darnold be next season, and will he be a starter? This was Jeremy Fowler's response. Quote, "Let's go with the Titans. I've identified at least six teams that either need a bridge quarterback or could entertain the notion soon. The Titans are in the latter category. Will Levis has the next 8 games to show he can be the long-term answer at quarterback. Maybe he proves the Titans right. But if his penchant for interceptions reemerges, the Titans will need contingencies in 2025. Darnold is a proven commodity who would give Tennessee a bridge starter option while it continues to develop Levis or selects a quarterback high in the 2025 draft. So in this scenario, he would be the starter for Coach Brian Callahan." And as Jonathan Hutton mentioned in the previous segment, and Willie did as well, he got off, Darnold that is, to a fantastic start In his first six games, he had 12 touchdowns and five interceptions and a completion percentage around 66-67. Over his past three games, however, he has five interceptions, five touchdowns, five interceptions. So perhaps Sam Darnold is turning back into a pumpkin, so to speak. But it is a good question, Willie. Is Sam Darnold, or someone like Sam Darnold, the answer at quarterback for the Titans in the short term? If there is, you know, the one reason they could go with that is maybe there's not a quarterback prospect in the upcoming draft that excites them, and maybe they want to wait a year or two to figure that out. Is Sam, what would you think of the Titans? Excuse me, what would you think of Sam Darnold as the Titans quarterback next season if that were to play out?
I don't like it, and I'm going to tell you why. And it's not because I'm in Edmonton, and it's cold in Edmonton generally, but here is the cold reality. The Titans are not going to be a very good football team next year. They will not. And I think that is the high, high probability. There's always a chance you can be the surprise. But looking at where their roster is right now, I don't think there's anything they can do in free agency and another draft that are going to fix all of the holes that they have. There's too many holes. Let's take Sam Darnold. You just mentioned it. He's got 10 interceptions, which ties him for the league high right now. He's also been sacked 9.1% of his dropbacks. That's with, he's got 10 interceptions, and he's number nine in the league at sack percentage. Of course, number two is Will Levis. Does that sound like a good fit on this Titans team with this offense? I don't think so. That's not going to elevate you. I also think Sam Darnold, on the free market, you're going to have to probably overpay, just like you do for most free agents. So $30, $35 million for Sam Darnold, best case, does that make you a 6 or 7 win or 8 win team? Maybe. Where does that really get you? I think I would – it's a series of bad choices, but I don't like the buy-in. So what has – here's my question for you, D-Mace. Mm-hmm. What has a better chance of happening – what's a better allocation of resources? Option A, pay Darnold $30, $35 million, and he leads you to the playoffs? I don't know if that can happen, okay? But what has a better chance of happening? That or a cheap Will Levis on the rookie contract making basically nothing, has the light go on, and the team improves a little bit to mediocre? The worst case with the Levis option, as bad as it sounds, is you stink again, you pick high, and you have still infinite amount of options to go with your next quarterback. The worst case with Darnold as option A, you're a 6, 7, 8 win team, and you pick 10th to 15th. And you've tied yourself to Sam Darnold for the next couple of years, paying him way more money, who's, at the end of the day, Sam Darnold is a mediocre quarterback.
Can I go with C, neither?
Okay, yeah.
Because I understand what you're saying, Willie. And if I had to pick one or the other, it would be, hey, listen, let's just continue to go with Will Levis, not having to pay him much. Listen, be up front with the fans. And if he doesn't play well, at least you're in line for whatever quarterback is coming out that year. That's if I had to pick one or the other. I wouldn't do Darnold because, again, listen, Darnold is who he is. He's going to play some good games, but then also he's going to throw you interceptions. Listen, do you want to pay $35, $40 million? Because, listen, if he gets Minnesota to a playoffs, end up being a free agent at the end of the season, Minnesota says, you know what, we're going to go with our quarterback, you know, that we drafted last year. We're going to go with him. And thank you, Darnold, for your services, but we're going younger, and we think he's a little bit better than you. He just led a team to a playoff, a game. Let's just say that. He's going to command at least $25 to $30 million.
I believe his salary this season is $10 million.
Exactly. So he's going to want double that or damn near triple that, okay? Is that worth having him? Because you're still going to be in a position to draft your quarterback this upcoming year. You're going to be in a position to draft one of these top two quarterbacks, I believe. So do you do that and say, let's sign Darnold? Because you got to sign him to a contract of more than 1 year. It's got to be a 2 or 3 year deal, more like a 3 year deal. So you draft your quarterback, you have Darnold. Now you got to hold on to him and pay him money, and then you're not letting your young quarterback play. To me, if you're going to do it, you might as well just do it, clean it, and do it. You stick with Will Levis for now. He doesn't seem like things are going to change that much. Yeah, he may play a little bit better here and there, but the fact remains he doesn't look like a franchise quarterback, and I don't think it's going to change. If it changed, then great. I think that's what some people are at. They don't want to be wrong, so they kind of on the fence. No, he's not going to be a franchise quarterback.
No, I don't believe he will.
Exactly. So my thing is, ride with him the rest of the season. Put yourself in a position to draft either Cam Ward or who I loved, Shedeur Sanders. Draft one of those guys and then start the clock over and let the fans know, hey, listen, this is where we're headed. We got a new quarterback. Other things have changed. We are a team that is looking. It's going to take us some time, but ultimately, before we move into that stadium, we will have a winning product on the field, one that you can be proud of. Do it that way. I think the fans are more inclined to stay with you a little bit longer. But if you go get Darnold, and then say, oh, we're not going to draft a quarterback. We're going to get Darnold. We're going to wait the next following year. The fan base, because the minute you start losing, the fan base is going to look at you like you're crazy. Like you had an opportunity to go get a franchise quarterback, and you skip that opportunity to get a veteran guy that is okay at best.
615-737-1025. Let's bring that question to all of you. If given the choice, would you rather have Sam Darnold or another free agent quarterback, a Sam Darnold-like player?
Well, no, I think we're talking about Darnold.
Okay, so let's keep.
That's the guy that's going to be out there.
So let's just.
There's nobody else. Who else is going to be out?
I think Justin Fields is the only other one that I can think
of. Okay, Fields.
Jameis.
That's a different one.
Oh yeah, Jameis.
All right, but let's okay. keep it to Darnold. Yeah, let's keep it to Darnold. Since that's what we brought up. So would you rather, Titans fans, have Sam Darnold as your starting quarterback next season as a bridge starter, or go back to Will Levis, or I suppose draft the next quarterback high in the draft and start that quarterback? So options A, B, or C. Which one?
C. Everybody's going to say C.
Okay, so we're just going to go with B then. Okay.
I think we should do A or B.
A or B.
The price tag is the key. And that's a whole other story of D-Mace bringing up C, like Caleb Williams, who's struggling mightily right now. Caleb Williams is way down there in his QBR, in his overall effectiveness. Bryce Young is trying to – these are the number one overall picks. So you can – there's a death trap out there too, right, if you draft high and you miss on a high first-round pick quarterback, which the Titans have experienced. So let's just focus on Darnold.
Let's do it. I have taken Willie's constructive criticism. Yeah. I've taken his notes. He is the veteran here. I think that's a good point. So let's just focus on that. Would you rather next season have Sam Darnold as your quarterback or another year of Will Levis? How about that? 615-737-1025. Those are your two choices, A or B. Would you rather have Sam Darnold as your starting quarterback next season or Will Levis? Will take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025-1063. The game. Derek Mason playing air guitar. Willie Donick not playing air guitar, I presume. And Adam Vingan here with you. The question has been posed at the 1025 The Game Twitter. Titans fans, who would you rather have as the team starting quarterback next season, Sam Darnold or Will Levis? You have until the end of the show to vote. Early returns, 88.9% have Sam Darnold over Will Levis again. Early returns. So we will monitor that as the show progresses, but we have multiple texts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and we'll get to some of those now. One texter says, I choose the Sam Darnold option. Have to change the culture. If Amy is willing to spend the money, no one in their right mind should be choosing Will Levis. Another texter says, why would you go get Sam Darnold over just letting Mason Rudolph do it? If you need a bridge, Rudolph is fine for that. Raymond in Franklin says, as a Steelers fan, I vote stay with Mayo Magic, winky, smiley face. Let's see. Justin from Greenbrier says, neither one really, but if I have to choose, keep Levis. I think he needs to be the one. I don't want the Titans to draft a quarterback this draft, though. If we have that high pick, turn that pick into multiple positions. So a wide range of opinions on this question, Willie and Derek.
Yeah, it's, I mean, listen, it's, I guess I can say it's not surprising because, you know, this is a sort of a hot button topic. You know, the Titans organization, their brass, and then obviously, you know, the quarterback. And we're going to have various opinions. Some people, as you have said, Adam, and Red, some people are, hey, let's go to Darnold and get our franchise quarterback. Some people are saying stick with Will Levis, build around him, and get some picks for this year's draft because you're going to finish at least in the top 10 at worst, at the top 10, I believe. So people are saying package it and get more picks and build around Will Levis. And listen, I'm not going to, you know, sit here and poo-poo anybody's sort of opinion that they have because it's across the board. So one thing we can say, there's not a true, like, 100% consensus, even though the percentages are leaning toward stick with Will Levis or...
So far, again, very early in the voting, so these skew the numbers, but it is... All right, so again, we just posted the poll, so there are only 27 votes so far. 77.8% say Sam Darnold over Will Levis. If you have to choose one,
so Adam, if you're voting for Sam Darnold,
yes,
you are basically telling me that you believe that the Titans could be a really good team next year.
Yeah,
I think one thing that I think one thing that Titans fans might be thinking in this question, and if you are, you can text and confirm my suspicions. Titans, there are Titans fans that are just done with Will Levis. They don't want anything to do with Will Levis. Mm-hmm. Once the season is over, cut bait. So you're going to need a quarterback. But as you talked about with Jake yesterday, Derek, the draft analysts mm-hmm. aren't super high on this quarterback class. Mm-hmm. There's questions about Shedeur Sanders. There's questions about Cam Ward, Carson Beck, Jalen Milroe. You can keep going on down the line. There's no... true, you know, there's no sure thing mm-hmm. at quarterback in this draft. So I think Titans fans are thinking, well, we don't want to draft a quarterback because we don't want to waste that high pick on, I'm just throwing a name out there, Shedeur Sanders, and he doesn't turn out to be the truth. Mm-hmm. So get Will Levis out of here. Sign a competent quarterback to play while we bide our time to find that quarterback in the draft. But to Willie's point, Darnold is competent enough that you're going to win more games yeah. and therefore put yourself out of position to draft that quarterback.
And even in that scenario, Willie, the scenario of, listen, let's not pick a quarterback at the number one. If indeed the Titans do get the number one pick, trade out of it and pick up, you know, more draft picks. And obviously you got more players that you can choose out of this year's draft. But I think even in that scenario, if you are indeed picking number one, I'm sure you don't want to go no further than number three. You got to look at the teams that potentially are in this mix. How many of those teams need an actual franchise quarterback? Some people don't need it because their quarterback is so young that they're still working through
that
process.
Are you saying which other teams that yes. are bad need a quarterback?
Exactly.
Well, let's look at our favorite website in the world, Tankathon. Jacksonville has a quarterback
exactly.
in Trevor Lawrence. They
regardless
may,
of what you think about
buyer's him. Remorse exactly. may be setting in, but they have a quarterback. The New York Giants need a quarterback.
Giants need a quarterback. That's
the
one.
The Titans need a quarterback.
That's two.
Cleveland. I don't know how much wiggle room they're going to have.
Yeah, it's like, just put them on the side.
Right.
Cleveland's on the side.
The Raiders, they need a quarterback.
That's three.
The Patriots have a quarterback.
Yep.
The Saints need a quarterback.
That's four.
The Jets probably need a quarterback.
So that's five.
Yes. Carolina, probably. Well, they've got Bryce Young, but already
yeah,
sold
so
on Bryce
are they
Young.
They're going to do it again with Bryce Young on their roster. But what I'm saying is that those teams that you named, those teams are not worse than the Tennessee
the
Titans.
Only one, the so right now, according to Tankathon.com, great website, by the way, mm-hmm. The only two teams picking ahead of the Titans in the draft are the Jaguars, mm-hmm. who have a quarterback, mm-hmm. and the Giants, who need one.
Okay, so okay, but you can package it.
Remember what the question is. The question is Darnold or Levis, and I like the little nuance that the guy texted in and said, how about just Levis slash Rudolph again? Remember the price. The price tag for Darnold is going to be $25 or $30 million. But why are the Vikings 7-2? Darnold has given them steady play. He's been okay. He's 18th in QBR, 54.7. That's solid. He has been a nice story. But let's also see how he plays in the second half of the season, because he has dipped a little bit, right? He got a lot of headlines the first 3 or 4 weeks, but he's regressed some. But to me, he is a middle-of-the-road quarterback who, if you're going to win, you're going to win because the rest of the roster is elevating him. He's not elevating the rest of the roster. He is not going to elevate a bad Titans roster. That's a disaster waiting to happen. And next year, the Titans are not going to have a great roster. I don't care if they go out and spend another $100 million in free agency. It's not going to get there. They have too many holes. So I think option B is better, of just sticking with a very cheap allocation at quarterback, working on the rest of your roster, pick high. I'd rather be average to mediocre, or bad or mediocre, with maybe Levis growing into mediocrity, which I think is his ceiling now. Like, realistically, he's not going to become a star quarterback. But could he be a Sam Darnold or an Andy Dalton or somebody like that? That's not completely unrealistic. But what is unrealistic is that Sam Darnold is magically, at $30 million, going to all of a sudden make you a good team. It's not going to happen.
Do they print Hallmark cards for that? Congratulations, you've graduated to mediocrity.
But what's the ceiling? What's the ceiling next year? I sound like Michael Jordan. The ceiling is the roof. But what's the ceiling on next year's Titans team? It's not very high.
Okay.
They're not going to be good next year.
Okay.
So how do you position yourself to be good in 2 years? I think that's the better question now, where you are.
Okay. And those are really good points, Willie. But I think the caveat is in all of this is that, again, one, is the fan base going to stick with you if you do that? Now, we know the percentage of our polling. That's just our polling. But if indeed you do that, if indeed you run it back with Will Levis and get a cheaper, backup running back with Will Levis, will the fan base stick with you? And then most importantly, you're moving into a stadium in a few years here. This team, and I repeat, this team needs to be on a trajectory to win. This team needs to show their fan base they are in winning mode. They are winning games. Because, again, you're asking people, and I know this may be people see it as it has nothing to do with sports, the play on the field. I get that. I understand that. But you're asking people to pay for seats that cost a lot of money. And if you want to run it back with Will Levis again, what you're saying is, listen, we're going to be mediocre again, but we still want y'all to get these PSLs. We already had one caller call in today and say, listen, I'm paying too much money to watch the product on the field. That's going to grow into a larger portion of the fan base. Listen, y'all need to get it right, because you're asking us to pay for PSLs that are costing us a lot of hard-earned money. So, to me, scrap it all this year. Don't go get Sam Darnold. Don't keep Will Levis. Position yourself to draft one of these top two quarterbacks and draft them, because then that will give you a little leeway. But if you're running back with the same stuff again, that ain't giving you no leeway. The fans, they're tuning
going
out.
To option C. We're not discussing option C today. We will someday. But Derek is going off the board. But I'm trying to circle Sam Darnold,
yes,
as a red flag.
Because I think he is a red flag, Sam, too.
Because you overpay Sam Darnold, because somebody probably will next year. Somebody will do that. And Jared just texted me with an interesting scenario that I hadn't thought about, is the Vikings could try to leverage Darnold and tag him and then trade him, right? And if you do that, he's going to be even more expensive than I'm putting out there if he were to hit the free agent market. But because you pay him more doesn't mean he's better. The I'm looking at FTN Fantasy, which is my analytics site. The Vikings have the number one defense in the league. Their offense is mediocre, 17th. They just scored 12 points against the Jaguars and won because the defense is so good. It's Sam Darnold is not lighting the world on fire. He's throwing to one of the most electrifying wide receivers in the game, which is giving them a chance to be just good enough on offense, and they have great defense. It will be a completely different story if he's making more money, getting paid like a good starter on a bad team. That is a disaster waiting to happen. He is not the answer. That's my only thing today. I'm not saying Will Levis is the answer or Mason Rudolph's going to be the answer. I'm saying be realistic about what you can get when you pay a mediocre quarterback.
615-737-1025. Please continue to text us as we discuss this. By the way, the poll at 1025 The Game, which will be live through the rest of the show. Sam Darnold at 72.7% over Will Levis. We'll see how that changes over the course of the remainder of the show. But coming up next, Mitch Light of The Athletic will join us to talk college football. We'll talk the latest college football playoff rankings and more. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025, 1063, The Game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.